Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. Hello, everyone, and thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show where I'm your host, Monique Rodriguez. And today, you guys, I am excited because today I am talking about balancing family and business. And as you guys know, I'm always excited to do an episode. I always say that because I'm always excited to share information. Because so many people come up to me all the time and they're like, thank you so much for the podcast. It's been very helpful. They'll tell me they've learned so much from listening to the podcast. So that excites me and that's what motivates me to keep going, that you guys are taking in what I'm teaching you and actually applying it to business and learning from it. So that's why I'm always excited to share my information with you guys. So in this episode, like I said, I am going to talk about balancing family and business. And I use the word balance loosely because I really feel that there's no such thing as balance. You are always juggling, and I believe in prioritizing and putting certain things first, but I don't think that you're ever going to be fully balanced. So I say balancing family and business, but what I really mean is prioritizing, and I'm always juggling. And I thought that this would be a really good episode because I'm always asked as well, how do you manage being a wife, a mom, being a business owner, and spending time with yourself, having time for self-care? And I'm really big on self-care. That is very important to me because if I don't take care of myself, I am not whole to take care of someone else. Like they say, I can't pour from an empty cup. So I'm really big on self-care. So the question is, how do you balance all of that? And especially us as women, we tend to take on a lot because we're always caring for other people. We're nurturers by nature. And sometimes we don't take the time to really focus on self. And that's really important. So as we're balancing, as we're prioritizing, it's really important that we take care of ourselves as well. Because I always say, like, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody in the house happy. So, you know, I really wanted to dive in and talk about that in this episode, balancing family and business. But before I get into this episode, I'm going to read a review from ND number 33, and she is a fellow RN. So, hey, girl. So she says, shout out from a fellow RN, public health nurse. I listened to your first podcast today, and I felt you were sitting at the table with me having a heart-to-heart chat. Aww. That makes me smile. She says, I have used your hair products and I'm proud to support your business. And I have spread the word about it to my family. So keep up the great work. I look forward to listening to more episodes. So that really meant a lot to me, especially coming from a fellow nurse, because I know how hard it is being a nurse out here. And they work us like slaves. But obviously you listen to this podcast for inspiration because you have a dream in your heart. And I hope that you will one day fulfill that dream that's burning in your heart. So, because we all have dreams. And the thing is, we just don't have the courage to step out on faith and to follow our dreams. But remember, that dream is never going to go away. So you might as well act on it because you only get one shot at this thing called life here on earth. So thank you so much for that review. And keep the reviews coming. I will highlight your review on my episode because I really appreciate all of you guys for leaving your reviews. So thank you so much, ND number 33. So now let's get into this episode, balancing family and business, or prioritizing family and business. How many times have you looked at another entrepreneur and said, man, she has it all. She has a family. She's running a business. She has money coming out of everywhere. Because we always feel like we can count people's pockets on Instagram, right? Yes, we do. And half the time it's not true. Just a little ad lib. But anyways, sometimes that is the case. And when it is, you better believe that there's always a balancing act at play when we're looking at someone on the outside, judging them and saying that they have it all and they're running a family, they're having a bit, they have a business, they have money coming out of everywhere. What you see on the outside is not always what it is, but it takes a lot of balancing and prioritizing somewhere that in the background. You know, we can't always look at people and just say, oh, they have it all, because there's always a full story that people don't show on Instagram. So today I'm going to talk about that and share some of my insights about how do you balance family and business and whether or not it's possible to even strike that balance. But before we get into that, here's a word from one of our sponsors. Okay, so I would not trade my family for anything. So my husband is very supportive and believing in me when I wanted to start my Yale and partnering with me as we grew the business. I'm really blessed to have him by my side. My girls are extremely awesome, and it's been a joy watching them grow into little women. And when I started my company, they were 5 and 9 years old at the time. And to see them evolve and to see how much they've grown with the business is truly a blessing. So I value my family so much. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, you would see that my family comes first and they are my priority. And yes, my family is my priority. I do feel that as a woman, first and foremost, you need to find yourself and not live in the shadow of someone else's something or being someone's mom. I feel that as a woman, you need to be able to have your own. You need to be able to stand on your 2 feet and not just be such and such wife or such and such mom. You have to have your own identity. And for me, I was always raised to be that independent woman and not have to depend on a man for anything. And that has always stuck with me. You know, I kind of talk about in previous episodes how my childhood background, my mom, I saw her struggle to take care of me and my brother. And my dad, he really didn't work. He had jobs every now and then. I probably could remember like one good job that he had, but he really did not work. So for me to see my mom like hold down the household, raise her family, and just be that strong support system, that was embedded in me a lot. And I always knew that once I got older that I did not want to struggle how my mom struggled growing up. So I just knew that I was going to have my own identity from a very young age and do something for me and do something that made me happy. Now, at the time, I didn't know exactly what that was, but it wasn't until I got into my 30s that I was able to really find what that was, and that is Myel Organics. And I love running Myel. I love being a business owner. I love being a businesswoman, but I never want anything to jeopardize the peace that I have in my home and the joy that I have in my marriage. Because of that, I am careful on how I spend my time. I'm also very particular on who I give my time to, because that's one thing, like time is something that you can't get back. And so I'm very careful on how I spend that time. I have a lot going on as a business owner, so I just always check to make sure that I'm giving my family quality time as well each and every day. It's really hard to say that you can balance family and business because you can't be 100% everywhere at once. If you're 100% in one place, another area is going to suffer. So like I said, I do my best and I prioritize, and that is really all you can do. Mommy guilt is real, but you can't let that guilt get to you. You have to stay tuned into your significant other or your husband and your children if you have kids. You got to make sure that you take time every day to sit and talk to them about what's going on in their world, because everyone is dealing with something. Every day that I pick my kids up from school, I always ask them, how was school? What did you do? What did you learn? Because I want them to know that I am concerned about how their day went. And I'm never just all about Myel. On the way that we're going to school, I always ask them, even if the car is quiet, what do you want to talk about today? You don't have anything to talk about? Okay, what do you want to do this weekend? Just to spark up some type of conversation, because I want them to know that I am in their world and I am connected to them. You never want to disconnect from family to the point that things are going on and you have no clue that someone is on the verge of a breakdown or things are really getting to them. You have to check in, even for those of us that have teenagers, and I am a new teenage mom. My daughter is 13, my oldest. And even though teenagers, they don't like for you to keep tabs on them, but they'll appreciate it later when they realize that you had all this going on and yet you still made them a priority. Like, I am all, when I say all, in my 13-year-old's business, I'm sure I get on her nerves. And if she was listening to this, she'll probably agree. But I don't just let her do anything. Like, just for example, she has an 8th grade field trip. They're going to D.C. and it happens to be on our birthday. So for those that don't know, me and my kids, we all share the same birthday. Our birthday is 10/15, October 15th. I'm a Libra. Whoop, whoop, Libra. But so they have this trip planned to D.C. and it's a 3-day trip. And I guess no parents are supposed to go. They didn't want to book our flights with the kids. But I said, okay, you know, I'll give you the information. You guys can, you know, book Mia's flight. But I said, I'm still going. They're like, oh no, you know, we don't really want parents to go because we want the kids to be independent. Well, you're taking my child to another state and she hasn't been away from her mom in another state. Yeah, I'm going. I don't need you guys to book my flight. I'll book my own flight. I'll be on the same flight as you guys. I just need the flight number, but I'm going to be there because she is my priority and I'm going to be all up in her business. And still, she's only 13. You know, some may call me strict, whatever. She's my child and I'm her parent and I'm going to parent the way that I want to parent. But at the end of the day, I'm making sure that I'm all up in her business because, again, she'll appreciate it when she gets older. When I was younger, my mom was so strict. At least I thought she was the strictest person in the world. But I realized as I got older that, no, she's not. She was doing what was best for me and I turned out okay. So I really appreciate her being strict on me. So, you know, nothing comes before my kids. My 9-year-old, she's still in play mode. So I'm all up in her business. But, you know, teenagers, you got to stay on them a little bit more. But at the end of the day, I just know that my business will be fine if I take time to invest in my family. When you are in the position to do so, you have to hire support staff who can take some things off of your plate. You got to learn to delegate. So that way you'll have more peace of mind and not feel bad about taking care of business when you do have to step away from the family. I just recently hired an amazing assistant and I learned to delegate, and having her on board has helped me out tremendously. She is taking care of things that I'm thinking that I have to take care of and she's already taking care of it. So again, learning how to delegate and having a great support system is key. And why is that? Because since you have additional help, it's a rare occasion when you have to step away. I'm a firm believer in taking care of yourself so that you can be there for your family. And that's just another part of the work-life balance. Like someone said, and I said this earlier, if your glass is empty, how can you pour into someone else? Neither your family nor your employees or customers will benefit from you if you are not up to pour into them. If I was not taking care of myself, you guys, I would not even be able to do this podcast. If I was not taking care of myself, I would not be able to have my mentorship program and mentor other women to start their business. I could not do that if I was not taking care of myself. I could not come up with educational content to give my consumers to help them learn about hair care. I couldn't create great products for my customers if I wasn't taking care of myself. So you literally cannot give what you do not have. And that's why you have to take some time for yourself as well. Another thing, you have to get into God's word every day and meditate on good things before your day gets started. I wake up at 5 o'clock every morning. And the first thing that I do when I roll over and hit stop on my alarm is I open the Bible and I read the Bible. The next thing I do is I pray. The next thing after I pray, I meditate. And then after that, me and my husband, we go work out together. And then after we work out, we go outside and we sit outside and we just talk about what we're going to do for the day or whatever dreams or whatever we want to talk about for that day. But something positive in order for us to get started. And then I write in my journal things that are going to motivate me, affirmations. I write in my journal that I'm going to win. Today is going to be a great day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. All the things to get my mind right and to get me clear on the day. So do things like that. I found that getting up an hour before I usually get up, because I used to get up at about 6 o'clock, but I started incorporating my 5 a.m. routine. So now I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it has definitely made a world of a difference in the clarity of my day. So, and I tell you guys this because you might be surprised just to see how rejuvenated you will feel when you finish, when you do all of your routine. And I tell people, like, if you do it for 21 days or 30 days straight, it becomes a habit. So that's how I started. I started doing this. I said, I'm going to do a 21-day challenge, get up at 5 a.m., set a routine and be consistent at that. And again, I felt so different. My mind was clear. I was tired at first, but once my body got used to it, my day just ran so much better. And even as you go throughout the day, the negative thoughts, they will still come up, but you got to take your mind back to those positive things. Keep friends around you who won't bring you down with the drama. You can't afford to carry that weight around all day. You want to stay around encouraging people who will keep your spirits up. And then you can pass that positive energy on to everybody that's around you. That's why my office space, I feel like, is such a great positive environment. And that's how you can be a blessing to your family. And it does work wonders for your work-life balance. Some other ways that you can practice self-care is by taking walks by yourself just to clear your head, exercising. I mentioned journaling, getting a massage. Lord knows I love a good massage. And me and my husband, we try to get massages every month or so, if not every 2 weeks. Grabbing dinner or coffee with a friend. The idea is just to do something that feeds your spirit. When you're at your best, you can give your best and be your best for those around you. And when you do things like that, when you're taking care of self, that way, when your spouse or your significant other really needs you to be there, you can. When your kids need a boost in their self-confidence, you can be there to remind them how awesome they are and that they have people around them who love them. So remember, having a balance between business and family is more than just a notion, and it's not just for the faint at heart. But whether you're an entrepreneur, an employee, or a stay-at-home mom, work-at-home mom, remember just to push for it every day. It's not going to look perfect how it looks on Instagram. Every day is going to be different. But when you shoot for the stars, you'll at least land among them. So I just hope that you guys are encouraged. And for the moms out there, I know I have a lot of women listeners. Please remember that self-care is important. I would challenge you to join the 5 a.m. routine. Get up before everybody else in your house. Take the time to get into God's word, meditate, pray, exercise, make yourself a green smoothie. I make myself a smoothie every day. And then I get my kids up and I get them ready and I take them to school, drop them off. I head to the office and I'm just excited to conquer the day. And my mind is just filled with new visions, new creative ideas on ways that I can grow my company and build my brand. So I'm going to challenge you guys to start the 5 a.m. challenge. And if you guys are down for this challenge, take a screenshot of this podcast episode if you feel that it was helpful to you and upload it to your Insta story and tag me and say, I'm down for the 5 a.m. challenge, because I really want to see who's going to be on this challenge with me. And for those that tag me, maybe we can like challenge each other. Like I can post my stories when I wake up at 5 a.m. and I'll join in on your stories to hold you accountable, because it's all about holding each other accountable. So, you know, I'll post my routine for a week at least just to show you guys my morning routine. And I want to see yours as well, too. So make sure you tag me and I'll follow you back so I can see your morning routine. But try it and see how you guys like it. Like I said, it makes me feel so much better. And I think that once you guys try it, you may enjoy it as well too, and you'll see how much clarity you'll get from doing so. So again, thank you guys. Make sure that you download, subscribe, and you like this podcast episode, and be sure to follow me on social media at Exquisite Mo and at The Secret Sauce to Success and at Mayel Organics. And if you're following us at The Secret Sauce to Success, I have something really excited that I'm going to announce. And so make sure that you're following so you can stay tuned to find out what that exciting thing is that I am going to announce. And if you are not signed up for the Secret Sauce membership group, be sure the membership is now open to sign up for access to live tutorials. There are bi-weekly tutorials on how you can build your brand and how you can grow your business. There are also live monthly masterclasses and live Zoom sessions that you can check in and ask me any questions you like in our membership group. So again, if you're not signed up, be a part of the Secret Sauce membership group, and it's on my website at themoniquerodriguez.com. Until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, The Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.